WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into our anniversary week. We're going to be over at the Costas Crab House Seafood Emporium, where they're serving this crab tower that is soon to be legendary. I did not eat it on Saturday night, but I did see it. It did pass my table. We put the picture out. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation. I'll have the fun floppy hat on. 11 to 4 on Thursday, we're at Costas. And then 11 to 4 on Friday, we're back in Dundalk at Drug City upstairs at the tasting room, because I need a big boy milkshake on Friday. This guy here is 365, 366 during leap years, taking care of money and really taking care of me. You know, personally, on the field, off the field. But Thursday around 4:05 p.m., they're going to bring me some jumbos. They call them whales other places. At Costas, they just call them crabs. Leonard Raskin from Raskin Global has gifted me this very, very unique crab mallet that opens beers. Mr. Costas will be very appreciative, although he does bring me draft beer from time to time. But if he brings me a proper bottle of Coors Light or something, I can at least open it. Leonard, happy anniversary to WNST, and I am very appreciative, not just for you,
absolutely,
all of our sponsors, all of these years, for allowing us to do this. Because, like, as I look through all of these memories and all this craziness, everything that I have is attached with a sponsor, a name, a business, and somebody like you behind all of it who believes in what I do here. I appreciate that. So, and I know you're not coming this week, so I want to give you a little bit of love.
Yeah, 25 years, man. That's awesome. It's awesome. It's hard. Let's face it. Lots of come and go. Lots of people, lots of radio, lots of networks have come and gone. And 25 years on the air is a big deal. It's awesome. It's outstanding.
You know, I get compared to people that I've hired who are now on television or on radio or wherever. I gave them a chance, gave them a spot up. I always saw myself on the ladder, like as I made it up the ladder, reaching down to help other people, which is
no doubt
a story of 25 years of doing this, even though I'm doing it alone now, from wisdom. But people that understand business, that do business with me or see me on the street or have never done business but have made a payroll, have dealt with the government, have dealt with taxes, have dealt with employers, employees, FICA, state taxes.
Yep.
In my case, this is 25 years on Thursday of being a partner with the federal government and the FCC.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And having obligations that Steve Bisciotti and Chad Steele don't understand to serve the community. Like that, I have an obligation. My first obligation is to serve the community. And
one it's of a the fiduciary highest position.
Well, I mean, it's a federal license.
Right. That's my point.
How many people do you know or have you met that own a federal license to broadcast? Like, so to have done that for 25 years and have stayed on the right side of the federal government and be in partnership and pay my $3,800 every September to rig up my license and all the legal, all the ASCAP I paid for all those years, all of that. But like running a business is really, really hard, man.
It is. Look, over 80% of businesses fail in year one. And the reason most of them fail, there's two reasons. One, people have a great idea. I'm going to sell a pet rock, whatever it is. I got a great idea. And the great idea is great, except that person's never run a business. And so they have no plan. They just think their idea is so great that everybody's going to jump in and take advantage of it and pay them. And they're going to make enough money to have a business with no plans and no hope and no understanding of how to run a business. And it fails. That happens more often than not. The second is they don't have the capital. They don't have the money to run the business. They think, again, it's just a great idea. Pitch it and they will come. Pitch it and they will come doesn't work. Like you said, you got payroll. You have taxes. You can't imagine the number of people that fall behind on employment taxes because they forget, quote unquote, to send them in, or they're using their employees' money to run the company or live, and they don't send them in. The government will go nuts on you for not paying those taxes more than not paying your income taxes. So people mess up, make bad decisions. So a year in business is a win. 5 years in business is an overwhelming win. 25 years, yeah, it's almost unheard of. It just doesn't exist a lot of places. You got to really look hard to find those companies that have been around that long and that have succeeded and still doing what they did and their mission not changing and their ownership not changing. Look, Apple kicked their founder to the curb. And then he had to come back and resurrect the company. So it happens all the time. You know, 25 years, long time, man.
Well, I just would say this. I never went into this thinking it was a business. You know what I'm saying? Where like Odell Beckham says, I'm a businessman. You know, like I'm a businessman now. I mean, all these years in,
right.
I was always a business. I had to be. But man, I came from the Baltimore Sun, and Kenny Albert's going to come on this week and talk. And he's got a book coming out about his life and his journey. And he and I are like the same age. We're 4 months apart. I think he's born in May.
Yeah.
I was born in October, 5 months apart. And he's a little bit older than me, 5 months older than me. And we were on the same pathway. And he went on this thing with the Rangers and Fox and all of the sports. And I've stayed here. And even watching him call the game on Saturday, everybody bitching about the national broadcast. I'm like, oh, that's Kenny.
Yeah.
I was over at Costas. The sound was down and I'm online. And at that point in my life, I didn't really know anything except getting a paycheck on the sixth floor at 501 North Calvert Street at 8 a.m. every Friday
Yep.
morning. I didn't understand the ads. The ads were in the way of my story in the paper. You know, the ad was the reason
Yeah.
my Duran Duran review was only 8 inches and not 12 inches a copy because Leonard Raskin bought an ad for Raskin Global there in 1991, right? I didn't understand any of that. And I had to learn all of this literally on the street. My dad didn't run a business. My dad didn't think highly of people who ran businesses. He never thought
Right.
to run his own business. I did not come from that sort of, my dad worked at the mill. I did not, I delivered newspapers and knew how
Yeah.
to save quarters. And I sold baseball cards, you know, when I was a kid, but like the fact that this thing's lasted 25 years is a testament to how many people around me have helped me keep it afloat in so many ways, especially during my wife's illness and different iterations of us being a radio station, then being a radio station with a website, and then being a multimedia web platform that has a radio legacy asset and component
Yep.
to it.
Yep.
But we serve so differently, and anything I would have that would have looked like a roadmap. Had I come to you and said, Leonard, I need $1 million. We're going to buy WNST. It's July of 1998. You're one of my original partners like Charles Baum was back in the day. And whatever that plan would have been, oh my God, how different that plan is 25 years late. Like part of this is navigating the changes.
Yeah, you got to evolve.
In every way.
Look, I have a colleague that I work with, you know, business coach guy. Really brilliant business guy. And what he says is, I don't know the exact length, but he says every, let's call it 5 to 7 years, you know, you have a business cycle. It goes up, it goes down, it sways. You got to wreck your business model and retool and keep going, because if you don't, the marketplace will. You know, the marketplace comes along and you get wrecked. You get technologically out. There's competitors that are new and fresh, and they've got a new angle to what you do. And if you don't keep up, you're done. And you know, this is true in any business. If you're not growing, you're going backwards. You can't stay status quo. You got to keep moving. And if you don't keep moving, you're done. You know, you'll be eaten alive by the alligators and sharks around you. So we've changed our model. You know, this is going on our 37th year. And we change the model multiple times, how we do, what we do, what we deliver, how we do what we do. It just has to, because people are getting better, stronger, faster. The bionic man is chasing you down. You gotta run faster than Steve Austin, man. You got to keep going.
All right, man, we're going to have some fun here. Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. He has gifted me this crab mallet with the adjoining beer opener, which I really appreciate. It's a one-of-a-kind patent. If I'm going to come up with this, I wouldn't need to do sports radio. Leonard, you've been listening. When's the first time you heard of that nasty guy from Dundalk on the radio?
Oh,
like, was
God.
It before the station existed? Was it? I don't ever really know the seed of all of this, but more than anything, I feel like I'm a writer first and foremost. That's my gift in communicating and
Yeah.
writing. But
Yeah.
marketing is something that I have taken very, very seriously. And however I marketed to find you and the 100,000 other people that still follow every word I say, even like Howard Stern, the people that hate you listen longer. It were these
right.
signs were the original pieces probably out at the stadiums, and you went to the games that you may have seen these signs. Yes.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
Was
before
that a
that
gateway
even.
For you, or do you, before that?
No, I've heard you before that. Yeah, sure. What year was that?
Well, I mean, this is a Ray Lewis autographed defense sign. It has an NST logo and Robbie's first base on it. I think this is a
Yep.
2013 sign. About
No,
so this is
definitely
about
before
10-year-old
that.
sign.
For
So,
sure. No, way before
do you
that.
remember the Foo
First
Five
Super
Fighters for
Bowl.
Flacco? Joe
Yeah,
autographed a
first.
bunch of these for me.
First Super Bowl is 2000, right?
2001. You were listening then, yes?
2001, we were in Tampa Bay together.
So
Yeah,
you were at Whiskey
absolutely.
Joe's.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So
And at the hotel watching we watched the Maryland Duke game. Now I didn't know you well, and I wasn't on the trip with you, but I knew you were down there. And the people I went to the Super Bowl with, we found you there and hung out and watched Maryland lose to Duke in the last minute of the game.
you know what? I have some old signs around here, and these are from the 90s. A few of these are from the 90s. Stomp them Saints. This is a Get Nasty sign from, well, I was still on WLG. So this is a Get Nasty Stomp Them Saints sign. So I'm giving all this away. I still have boxes of this stuff. Anybody that wants this for their man cave, these are the original Spank the
Spank
Yang
the
signs.
Yanks.
These are the
Gotta
Spank the
love
Yang
that.
signs from
How
1996.
beautiful. How beautiful was a 2 out of 3 against the Yankees over the weekend?
By the way, so this sign is from 1996. That's 27 years ago, right? So this is
Yep,
from
yep.
before. So you see the orange in the bike. By the way, Angelos had
Yeah.
the cops throw us off the walkway,
Yeah.
right? This is before the Ravens had a stadium, right? This is
Right.
1990. This is October 1996. The Ravens are 8 weeks old. And our
Yep.
sponsors at the time were Amici's, still with us, okay? Very
Yep.
much with us.
Yep.
Bay Cafe, no longer with us, but if it had a hell of a
Nope.
run. Goose had a hell of a run.
Good
Brown's
run.
Toyota City, I don't even know. Maybe that exists. Della Rose's, still very much with us and expanded many
Right.
locations.
Right.
Downtown Sports Exchange, Pratt Street, that has changed 15 times. That was the original Balls, is what that was.
Okay.
It was PJ Crickets
Okay.
before that. And then
There you
Looney's
go.
Pub, Looney's Pub. So
Loonies.
Looney's, Della Rose's, Amici's. All still very much with us 27 years later. So
That's
thank you
great.
to those
That's
guys.
it.
If you see
There
Steve
you go.
Buscemi or Billy Larney, if you see any of the Della Rose's guys, and you see Looney's, you're at Looney's at Maple Lawn or up in Harford County. Looney's didn't exist back then. So I got these. How about this one? You remember this, right? You remember
Free the
these.
birds.
Free the birds,
Absolutely.
baby. Fix the team. I think they fixed the team.
Absolutely. They 5 years ago they made a promise. How about what did I hear? Sunday night, Orioles Yankees, first time in, was it 6 years
18,
that the
yes.
18s that the Orioles were on a Sunday night ESPN game? Is that crazy?
Well,
So they
I
made a
mean, they were
promise.
awful. They were not
Right,
ready for
right.
prime time, right?
Bad news bears making just
But
dreadful
I'll tell
plays.
you
So
this, the way we lit it up and the stadium was full, it made
And it
for a
was
good TV
magnificent.
show, right? Didn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was full packed house. Not packed, but pretty packed. The Mr. Water out there in the left field. And how about 6 runs in the first inning before one out? That was ridiculous. And what a game to show up, show out what the Orioles are this year. Young, talented, happy, hungry, and just whooping it up on those Yankees that are in last place. How
Well, everybody got
magnificent
in on
is
it, right?
it?
We had an Eddie Murray giveaway. He's all around town eating
Yep.
crabs. Adam Jones is in here podcasting and squirting people.
It's good to
Palmer's
see
in the
him back. He
booth.
was
Kenny Albert came in. Buster Olney came in. All the old writers had to come in. John Angelos drinking
absolutely.
beer up there with Mike Elias trying to make trades, right?
Hey, Elias 5 years ago said, give us time, stay with us. Last year, he said, we're coming. This year, beginning of the season, I heard him. You were there. He said, we're not rebuilding anymore. We're winning. and this team is going to be good for a long time, and we're going to contend. And I don't think anybody nationally saw them coming. And I know, let's face it, we talked about it before the season. We thought they'd have a good year. We're hoping for playoffs. We're still hoping for playoffs, but I don't think anybody thought they'd be in first place this late in the year and winning. You know, every night, every day, turn it on, watch the O's, and I'm still concerned, like, oh, man, what are they going to do? How are they going to blow this? And they don't. They just keep on winning. What was it, Friday night? Santander,
walk
10th
off.
Inning,
yeah.
or 9th inning, walk-off. Tough game on Saturday, but came back Sunday strong, didn't break, came back, pitched a good game, knocked him out. Just beautiful. It's
Do
great
they
to watch.
Need to make a deal in your mind to make you happy as a fan? Because Luke and I were talking about, if you're a player on the team and they don't do something to improve, especially sending Tyler Wells down, right? Like, they need more pitching. That's what I mean. And by the time people listen to this, maybe Verlander's here. Who knows, right? It won't be Ohtani.
Well, look, if you can grab an ace or another great starter, if you can find a great starter and not give away the house, this is not a team to give away young future for a rental. I don't see that as valuable. I mean, we're in first place. we're winning.
I got a sign for that. You ready? There it is. There's my Go Orioles sign. This is from 1998. These were like paper signs. Sports Talk 1570. We stopped saying get nasty because we had like a whole team at that point 25 years ago.
Right, right.
But we had – so
beautiful.
Here's an original Free the Birds orange sign for Pete's sake. Free the Birds.
for Pete's sake.
This is an oldie and a goodie.
I like that.
Fear the
food. There you go.
All right.
We're gonna right.
Little, appreciate
Joe.
Bill Cole and Planet Fitness for sponsoring that. And
Joe,
then, of course,
doing it.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
That's
right?
It. That's it. Good stuff.
Induct art. There you go.
That's true.
You
now.
Love that?
And that's a must, man. What is the Hall doing there?
Well,
what are they doing?
He's on the ballot for the 58th time, but they're
yeah,
not going to let
he should have
him
been
in.
Should have been in long ago. The man created Monday Night Football.
It's one of the founders of the
just,
league.
Right. The man is by far, far a Hall of Famer before many a other owner who are in.
Here's going to be a sign everybody's going to
want. Why don't we induct,
Baltimore loves Bruce. And Bruce Posner might think it's him. But a hungry heart. These were the Bruce Springsteen signs that I had. So we're having fun with all this, though, right? 25th anniversary.
There you go.
Now you can't
maybe,
make
maybe
it.
Maybe Dan
week.
Snyder. Maybe Dan Snyder will get in the Hall.
Well, you can't make it this week. And I would say that back when I was planning my 25th anniversary and thinking, you know, we're going to do this over Costas this week and we'll be at Drug City's first week of August. You know, there'll be training camp to talk about. I got to be honest with you, Leonard. There's not one person that's come up to me at Costas over the weekend anywhere that's talking football with me right now. And I don't know that
stunning,
that's
isn't
good,
it?
Bad, or whatever. It's just –
I think it's good.
The Orioles have created a different level of oxygen here that when I hold these Free the Birds signs up and I think about why I did all that 17 years ago now, it's because all of this was taken away. This daily – May, June, July, trading deadline, players, pennant race, Yankees, Red Sox, big games, Sunday night bail.
Yep.
All of that is taken away when you lose 100 games every year, right?
No question.
And over the
no
30
question.
Years of me doing this, there's been too much of that and too much of me having to say this is unacceptable, that when it is acceptable and it's awesome, it kind of reminds you, it reminds me for sure, being the fighter that I've been for 25 years here at NST, how we fought to get Baltimore on the road jerseys. For 5 years, we fought with the team to put Baltimore on the road jerseys. Now they're printing money with Baltimore on everything, but they turned their backs on, you know, all of this happened, really happened. This thing we saw this weekend where the Yankees come in and it's packed and the Yankees shouted down the Orioles fans on Saturday night and they won, whatever. But the feeling for baseball in the city and how it's every night. It's today against Toronto. It's this weekend against the Mets. It's next week. It's more than a bobblehead giveaway. And it's more than, oh, Brooks was great, let me eat a barbecue sandwich. It's who's the relief pitcher? Who's coming in the eighth inning? How can we win a World Series? We're talking about winning a World Series in August here. And
I've
Absolutely.
owned this place 25 years, man. We haven't had a lot of August here like that.
That's right. And it's fun. This is a baseball town. The Ravens made it a football town. And just what you said, the Orioles winning just shows how important that is to the city, what that can mean to morale, what that can do to the downtown area. I mean, I don't you can't blame the Orioles for the city's problems, but a winning team draws a lot of people, a lot of business, a lot of revenue, and if somebody smart manages that revenue, they can do great things in the city. So there's no doubt that bringing ESPN and, as you said, reporters back, most of them didn't come in for the day or for the night. They had to be here for a weekend. They had to eat somewhere. They had to shop somewhere. They did whatever they did. That's bringing dollars to the economy. That's bringing dollars back into the city. That turns blight into opportunity. That gives the government money they need to do what they need to do around town. And let's get that lease signed. That's something to talk about. But once that's done, and I still think it will be done, I hope it will be done, then we can sit back, really think about World Series, and think about longevity. 25 years is a long run. Let's get a good 3 to 5. Let's get a lease signed first. Let's get Rutschman signed second. That's the new sign.
You don't want
Lease
Gunnar,
first,
you did not Gunnar,
Rutschman
you want
second.
Rutschman signed.
Oh no, look, they got a young core. There are you read the National. You got an eye more discerning than mine. Rutschman is incredible. Gunnar might be better. As an athlete, he might be
Well, he's a
better.
couple years
You put the
younger, so that the
but I'm
tread
just
on the
saying you
tire is different, especially with a catcher, too.
but you keep the two of them as your nucleus on this team and keep building. My goodness. And Fuji looks pretty good too. That looks like a steal, maybe. I hate to say, I don't know the kid they got rid of, but Fuji's got some bullets in that arm.
We all got a little nervous when Westberg left the game on Sunday night. I mean, at some point between now and maybe when the people hear this, there'll be a deal made. Last thing for you, Leonard. I found a sign here. Say that out loud because I want to send it out to Steve Bisciotti, even though this was made for him.
I believe in
I
Steve.
believe in Steve.
Steve, who's
This was Steve
Steve who?
McNair. This was Steve
Steve
McNair. This was
McNair, breathing birds.
2006.
Steve McNair. That
You know what? We
he
have a
suffered
sign
a
for every
tragic end.
occasion. I have probably 1,000 signs left of all different eras. Packs of Spank the Yanks, packs of defense and Ray Lewis signs. Come on out to Costas. I will show you. You can't have it, but I will show you the mystical, magical crab claw opener from Raskin Global with the beer opener. Mr. Costas is going to appreciate this. We're going to be over Costas
Clients
on Thursday,
of
11 to 4.
Raskin Global have beer opener crab mallets.
Well, if you're lucky, you're going to get a Maryland Lottery scratch-off ticket. By the way, we had a
There you go.
$100 winner at Coco's 2 weeks
Beautiful,
ago. So we had a
beautiful.
$100 winner in our scratch-offs. We appreciate that. Our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. If you're in the market, my anniversary of my window dates next week, August 8th, it will be a year that I got my windows, and we're real pleased. I
I
mean, it's
may need
hot
some
as heck last week.
windows. I may need some windows.
I'm just saying. It's been a lot nicer, especially this weekend when the breeze came in after the 100 degrees.
Yeah,
Oh man, having the
right.
windows open, the cat loves it. All right, listen, Window Nation, Maryland Lottery, Raskin Global, putting on our 25th anniversary. We're going to be at Costas Thursday. We're going to be at Drug
Congratulations.
City. Thank you, thank you, and thank you for being a part of this and helping lift us up. Any advice for anybody out there this week? Are you going to an Oriole game this week, or like you got Mets tickets, or no Astros, nothing?
I can go see the Mets. I don't have any tickets, but man, it's been a busy month. We did Alaska. I got back. I did the beach. I got back. I did Nashville for 3 days on a business conference. Got back. Had to go to Columbus to move the boy into his new senior year apartment at The Ohio State University. So I don't know what my bed looks like. I haven't slept in my bed for a while. I'm going to be home though the rest of the week. We'll probably get down there and see a game,
You gonna
definitely.
get a crab cake hanging out in places like Alaska and Nashville? Yeah, I owe you a crab cake.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Well, you know what? We were out. I don't even know where we were last weekend. The wife and I and the boy, we were out somewhere, and we had to eat dinner. We're like, where are we going? All right, let's go to Pappas. See, we said, let's go to Pappas.
All right, hold
Had
on
to
a
go get a
second.
crab cake.
I have a
Had
crab
to go
cake
get a
offer
crab
for
cake.
you. You live up
Yeah.
in the suburbs, up in
Yeah,
Huntingdale here.
sure. Go
So I'm
ahead.
gonna be
Over in Hampstead next Wednesday at Greenmount Station, doing a Maryland Crab Cake tour from 2 until 5. We're going to be promoting North Carroll and talking about some things, talking about their betting emporium, their bowling alley next door. And, of course, incredible crab cake. I mean, delicious, delicious.
Well, then,
one of my favorite crab
cakes. I got to see if I can grab time. Let's grab time on the schedule.
Greenmount Station. Come back to Hampstead next Wednesday. All of that brought to you by the Maryland Lottery and our friends at Window Nation. Come on out. And so we're taking it on the road this month. I'll give you some other options because you have. I'm going to be at Mako in Ocean City on the 16th and 17th and 18th. I think Wes Moore is going to sit with us as well as Ben Cardin and some others. And then later on in the month, we're at Pappas. This is your favorite place. Pappas and Glen Burnie. On the 29th is we're going to be.
There you go. Well, one of the dates have to work. I'm going to be down at the beach with the family. I don't know if I'm going to be down when you're down. If we are, that would be great to come down to the beach and do it. But I don't know the dates. I got to get my calendar. We got to sync up, and we will do that. And I will
believe
make sure
it or not,
I'm
going to be working too hard in Ocean City to even bother having a crab cake, but I'll try.
There you go.
Well, you know,
we'll do it.
I'm a business man.
Right. Right. You got to pay the bills and you got to put some profit in your pocket.
Or as Mr. Pashotti once said, and I believe in Steve, we have an obligation to make profit. He is Leonard Raskin. He is Raskin Global. He will help you make a profit and help you and what to do with that when you profit and keep that money away from, let's say, the tax man, the boogeyman. Make sure you're taking good care of your money. Leonard Raskin's there for the American dream. Find him at RaskinGlobal.com. You can also find him out on the front of BaltimorePositive.com as well. We're getting it out. 25th anniversary all week long. If you hear something here that sounds old, just listen and learn something new. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. BaltimorePositive.com and our 25th anniversary.